Hey, everybody, you know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, that's it, baby.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Sam, he'll scamper out to the left. Eisen to the end zone.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Why do you think Sam Darnold is performing as well as he has been?
I think everybody wants to always look backwards. Really, from the first day we got him, solidified a lot of the things that I viewed as him from afar.
Earlier on the show, Yahoo Sports columnist Dan Wetzel, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Still to come, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of this Friday edition of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Odyssey, TuneIn, and more. If you missed anything, there's a few backstops. There's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. There's the Rich Eisen Show collection page, which is a fancy way that Roku has termed our video on demand service. There's also the re-airs of this show, the Rich Eisen Fast Channel on Roku, starting at 6 Eastern Time, re-airs this show all the way through to next Monday. There's also the Roku Sports Channel. We re-air there tonight at 5 Eastern Time and throughout the weekend on occasion. And then again, there's our podcast, all 3 hours. You can listen to it through the Cumulus Podcast Network. If you missed anything in the first 2 hours, there are the highlights. We came on the air talking about the Cowboys and the Giants. Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports gave us his 2 cents on the Matthew Sluka transfer portal, if you will, NIL argument story out of UNLV. He said it's not a big deal. And you should listen to him when that conversation was quite something. Tom Pelissero gave us a whole bunch of updates. And also I gave you my top five other games that I'm looking forward to seeing in week number four. And, but most importantly, what you missed is I have a clothing pin on the back of my shirt because it's a shirt that I bought last summer and I've lost about 15 pounds since then. Wow. And so I'm clothing pinning it. TJ actually came over and delivered that.
That pin has been sitting on that desk over here for about 5-6 years now.
Waiting for me to lose the weight.
You know how many times I thought about throwing it in the trash and I didn't? And I knew one day it would come in handy.
And so and now, today was the day. So it's a more tapered Look version of me. Look at me. I feel good about myself, you know?
I feel like Victoria Trilling would be proud of me for my wardrobe work and what I just did.
She would.
Very good.
Yeah, right.
Dropping names of from Fox Sports luminaries, sir. Without Del Tufo, you would have. Oh, I love her.
She's one of my favorites. We go way back. She's one of my favorite people.
She's one of the actual.
She's my friend.
She's one of the actual human beings that exist that like my Instagram stuff.
Yeah, really.
The rest are all these bots sitting in Kamchatka that I pay for.
I love her too.
Okay.
Nobody asked about you.
What's up, Vicky? phone lines are lit. We'll take some phone calls in a second. A couple things to talk about from last night's Thursday night game that we have yet to discuss. Actual updates. Micah Parsons does have a high ankle sprain.
Oh. Well, it's better than what I thought it was going
to
be.
His status is to be determined. Dallas's next game, because usually those are two to four weekers, man. Dallas's next game is at Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Then Detroit, then a bye. Maybe you just rest him up and say, we'll see in San Francisco. Try and win some games after that. Tank Lawrence. Remember he said it won't take too long. You'll see me soon. Apparently not.
Oh, God. What happened?
He has a foot injury that is going to cause him to miss multiple weeks. So
we might as well cancel Christmas.
It looks like Pelissero is pegging it till after the week 7 bye for him. So it looks like they will have to try and track down Justin Fields and then try and track down Jared Goff without those two on defense. Look out.
At least it's not season ending. I'm trying to put a positive spin on that.
No,
I was afraid.
And you're 500. And as I said, it's better to be 500 than 1-3. But my concern is that the team, its depth will be tested.
Absolutely.
And outside of Dak to CD, their most reliable offensive threat is their place kicker.
Which is nice.
Jake Ferguson will flash, right?
Yeah.
And Cooks will show up, and he's speedy, man.
He's got to show up more.
I thought he was going to score. He got taken down on the 5-yard line, within the 5-yard line last night. But again, 2-2 is better than 1-3. Headline. One more thing here from last night's game. Al Michaels had enough of seeing the Zebras last night. There's too many flags in the National Football League right now, and I don't know what to do about it. Because if you're going to see a foul, you got to call it. I understand it. The illegal formation stuff seemed to be a little bit tamped down last night. We didn't hear a lot of the a lot of that. Well, the left tackle's not lined up perfectly with the left guard, and They're being very strict as well on the illegal man downfield stuff, too. And a foul's a foul. I totally understand it. There was a point in last night's game where Rico Dowdle's touchdown looked like it was going to be called back due to a hold. Mm. But it wasn't a holding penalty where the flag got picked up. It was an illegal man downfield flag that got picked up. And I do believe replay assist cannot get involved in offensive holding stuff. It's not that I do believe it. They cannot get involved in that stuff. Where it should get involved, okay? It should get involved in this stuff is, if it's an illegal man downfield and you could see it and you could pick the flag up, fine. But the replay assist should be involved in every 15-yard flag that's put down on the ground. Every single one of them should be reviewed by replay assist. And there are some times now where they will get in and say, by the way, that hit for unsportsmanlike, an illegal hit, that helmet didn't collide. It really was a legal hit, that hit in the strike zone. It was a shoulder that hit in the strike zone. That is not unnecessary roughness. Pick up the flag. They can do that. They can do that. Last night, the Giants were called for a face mask on offense that blew up that first drive. And upon further review, Amazon comes back, and it was overshown of Dallas that actually had hold of the Giants' face mask. Giants go back 15 instead of going forward 15. And we're sitting here talking about how the Giants couldn't get the ball in the end zone last night, had to settle for field goals. Oh, one way that actually you don't settle for a field goal is your opening drive isn't blown up by this stuff. As a matter of fact, it is aided by it. And why can't replay assist say you called it on the wrong guy? Why can't they do that? We're seeing it at home.
Why can't they?
They can't. That is not part of their mandate yet.
So it's a crime happen and you can't do
TJ, anything. TJ, it is a tanker ship when you're dealing with NFL membership and it comes to rules changes. It is like it's got to slowly turn and turn and turn and turn. Again, I was in the room. First membership meeting, annual meeting, ownership, owners meeting, as it is colloquially called. I was in the building in that room when they were discussing making instant replay permanent in the spring of 2004. That's how long I've been at this thing. And Charlie Casserly, who was on the competition committee, okay, he making the argument to membership to make instant replay permanent was people at home are seeing it. The technology of the definitions of the cameras and the definition of the screens make it easier for everybody to see it on the bigger screen televisions that everybody's buying. So you might as well just use it and make it permanent. Not keep coming back here and wondering, are we doing the right thing or not? Everybody at home is seeing it. So if everybody at home is seeing this, and you can see that you have called the face mask on the wrong team, and it doesn't help officials and officiating for everybody to see it on Prime Video and go, how did they get that wrong? That's another thing. Remember how we used to say, fix the catch rule, because if everybody in a bar can say that's a catch, it should be a catch, right?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't help officiating if something that everybody is wondering at home, how do they get that wrong? How could possibly an official who works for the greatest sport in the greatest league get that wrong? How does the NFL hire somebody who gets that wrong? Well, they're humans. It ain't easy. The game moves fast. And if replay can assist, let them do it. Every 15-yard penalty that's called, again, the Pandora's box of saying you missed it and suddenly you're a fan and the play's over and it's a great play or whatever and it's over. And all of a sudden, a flag comes at not just out of nowhere, but literally hasn't been thrown. And you don't see it. That yellow rectangle doesn't light up on your screen to let you know there is a flag. And suddenly it's somebody sitting in the upper deck looking at a camera, looking at a screen, or somebody in New York City saying that's a foul. I totally get that you don't want that. I get that. But if a 15-yard penalty has been called, and these create such a momentum swing and a real estate swing on the field, and you can fix it, fix it. Put me on the competition committee. Please. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Let's go to Miles in Maryland. You're here on the program. What's up, Miles?
Miles. What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Miles?
Hey, sir. As a Bears fan living in Maryland but working in D.C., watching Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels, I just implore fans to be patient with Caleb, because Adam Hoge of All City Sports, specifically CHGO, did a chart of a throwing chart and shows where Caleb Williams is throwing all over the field. So he's racking up these yards. You know, he's missing some spots, but as a rookie, you expect that. He's going to see, they're throwing the whole kitchen sink at him. Whereas with Jaden Daniels, applauding the Commanders coaching staff, they're really, you know, giving him half the field. They're giving him pieces at a time to build it up. But with Caleb, I just say, give him a full year, and fans will see which one deserves to be the number one draft pick.
Well, the Bears are definitely going to give him the full year. They're not going to Bryce Young him, and obviously, I think he's supremely talented. I think he's definitely got more of a pro game than Bryce Young, just from my own eye test. And, you know, I don't know if you've spent your entire life, if you're originally from Maryland, but that's Caleb Williams territory, right? I mean, so folks in the Mid-Atlantic have seen Caleb do his thing for quite some time. And I'm a big believer. I'm just talking about narratives and what people talk about and how that might mess with a kid's head. That's all. And they just got to keep that out, and he's just got to stay strong as long as Jaden Daniels keeps performing. And if his offense can't protect him, or he can't protect himself, or he keeps, you know, coming up with games where, or the offense keeps coming up with games where it just doesn't seem much rhythm to it at all, you know? Certainly not the way I saw on Monday night, that's for sure.
I have to give Jaden Daniels credit for overcoming this offensive line, because I thought Washington was going to be cooked this year. But to see what he's doing to overcome this, the O-line challenge, Cliff Kingsbury and his limitations, I'm happy for Washington fans, but I'm, as a Bears fan, I just say just give it a year and fans will be very pleased.
Thanks for the call, Miles. And I'll just say this one more time about Jaden Daniels, too. Guys, I loved watching him the other night. It was fun to watch him.
It was
fun to watch him because every time there was a snap, there's an excitement level. Is he going to take off? Is he not? Is he going to make a throw? And then is he going to go deep? Is he going to dot somebody like McLaurin? And I mean, that game sealer was unbelievable. And now that you see what he can do or what he just did to Cincinnati under the lights, where that also didn't appear to. Don't forget, the Bengals started the game with a quick strike to Ja'Marr Chase, and you're like, uh-oh. Don't forget, he threw one up to McLaurin, and you know what he did after that? He capped it off himself by keeping it. Starting the second half. Okay, we're coming out. It's still a one-score game. What are we going to do? What's going to happen here? Are they going to go three and out? They're going to give the Bengals a ball back and give new life to Cincinnati? No, they're going to drive the field. And he's going to tackle eligible touchdown. Mm-hmm. They're playing fun. They're playing aggressive. They're playing smart. And this kid, look at their next few games, guys. These are matchups you're going to want to see, which you really haven't said, right? About
Washington Commanders in a very long time.
At Arizona. You want to tell me something about and the pressure that can be left on him beating you? Just ask Cincinnati how they're feeling today, right? What about Cleveland? Guys, Cleveland has lost both home games to NFC East opponents. Cleveland is at Vegas this weekend. They come home. And they then have to go all the way across the country and then play in Washington. What happens if he outplays Deshaun Watson? Then Washington after that, if you want to go back to the Washington schedule.
That's definitely going to happen.
Dude, you were talking about of interest to the Mid-Atlantic. At Lamar Jackson. Home for Carolina. And then here comes Caleb. On the road at the Giants, home for Pittsburgh at Jalen Hurts.
It could be 5-2.
Dude, I'm just saying, and then, you know, it's fun. These are fun games that they're going to be in and competitive, one would assume, if we're extrapolating out the upward trajectory we've already seen through 3 weeks here.
It's good to have Washington back.
Then there's that Dallas game.
Oh, I know you're not happy about that.
Boy,
TJ.
Man.
NFL's better when Washington's good.
You know what I'm not happy about with Chris? I'm not happy about how I was watching Dane and it was bringing me joy as a football fan, taking my biasness out of it. That kind of bothers me that I was enjoying it so much.
Yeah, because you know he's going to terrorize your team for
I don't know that at all. Yeah, you're probably right, though. But like I said, the pass rich to McLaurin, that was – if you're a fan of the sport of football
–
oh. You had to have liked that.
Oh, my goodness.
Deep, baby.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But he took it in the chops, too. Everybody should take
right,
a look.
It's the
at,
hit.
Everybody
yeah.
take
it
a the look hit. At the hit he took hit. While delivering
see,
that.
You can see it about to happen, too.
Like, to end the game, a rookie's uh-huh. supposed to fold in that situation to allow an MVP candidate like Joe Burrow to come out and just stick it back in your face and like, oh, man, we could have won that game if we'd only picked up a first down and played it safe. Instead, they're like, no, we're going to win it. Jeez. And you know what that reminds me of? It's similar to, remember Daboll went for it in week one of his opening game of his coaching mm-hmm. career with the Giants in right. Tennessee. Mm-hmm. What? Didn't they go for it like a two-pointer at the end?
Yeah, at the end
they
of the
won
game.
It. Yeah. He winds up being coach of the year. They win a playoff game.
Yep.
It's moments like that. It's decisions like that. It's gutsiness like that. It's belief in your players like that. It just becomes contagious, man. And it lasts a while. Let's take a break. What's more likely? TJ's top five. More of your phone calls as we get you set for the weekend right here on The Rich Eisen Show. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier and others do not. Like having that conversation about money and keeping track of it and making sure they understand that money just doesn't grow on trees and don't take it for granted. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight's a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. And then they can also learn about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. My family uses it for my oldest son. You should do it too. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/rich to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/rich. Let's talk DoorDash people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash. That's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, still here on the Rich Eisen Show for another 39 minutes before we get ready for the weekend. It's the weekend, everybody.
No? It's Friday, yeah.
Okay.
It's Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, I think Saturday Night Live returns Saturday night, right, too? We got that? Got a lot going on.
Have you guys seen the movie?
You're 50. I've heard it's great. Jeff Ross told me he saw it, and he said it's great.
It's not
I'm just saying, I meant to say the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer.
No, Jeffrey Ross saw it.
He saw it?
He told me it's great.
It's about, the very first night that Saturday Night Live premiered, right?
Yeah.
It's about the first episode.
Think so.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
SNL. So.
You guys ever been to a live taping of SNL?
I have.
It's pretty amazing, right?
It's wild.
Have you, Chris?
No.
No? It's crazy.
And then you go to that after party, and it's like 4:30 in the morning, and it's just like,
they are
getting after it.
They're getting it in.
Yeah, and it runs to like 4:35 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
I was lucky enough to go to like two of those, and I made it back to my hotel. It was 6:15 one morning.
Ashton?
He had to go early. I was kicking it. Dolo.
No, but he, I'm sure he's hosted, right? Has he hosted?
Yeah, he's hosted, yeah.
You were there?
I was there.
Is that why you were there?
One at a time.
Why is it like pulling teeth?
Because one time he was hosting and another time he wasn't, but we went anyway.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
How is Ashton?
He's great, man. We're getting fired up right now.
Why?
We're coaching flag football this
year. Hey. Okay.
Yeah. 8-year-olds, man. The Hawkeyes.
Are you annexing Puerto Rico? What are you doing?
No, but we're crisscrossing applesauce, and that is one of our plays.
Is that right?
Crisscross applesauce, yeah.
Gotta get the wristbands.
Okay.
It's great. Bunch of 8-year-olds. The hardest problem, as you guys know, because you have children, just getting them to pay attention.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Once you can get them to pay attention a little bit,
the rest is gravy. Is your quarterback saying, here we go?
Oh, I should have Ben start doing
here
that.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm sure there'd be pushback from Ashton.
Here we go.
All right. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. It's a Friday.
It is.
Which means it's a What's More Likely Friday.
The weekend.
During the NFL season, too. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Hit it, please.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
That's always been funny.
I do love that. By the way, in case anybody needs to remember that was when he was asked, is he going to take the job at USC?
Right. And he was so annoyed.
That's right.
Never say
never. He was so annoyed.
Never. That was his response. Never say never, but never.
Audacity to ask him that.
Somebody remember they asked him that? Hey, USC's job's open. Pittsburgh Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin, future Pro Football Hall of Famer Mike Tomlin.
Maybe you want to go take that job.
You want to take the USC job? Never say never, but never.
Well, zero playoff wins since he said that.
Oh, my
God. I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog you might not like.
People hate facts.
Take a nice moment.
People hate facts.
Just left your leg on that hydrant. What else, Chris? What else?
Hey, Chris. What else other than saying hello?
What else?
Wow.
What else? I'm already in my mode.
You are.
For you to move on. What else?
We know why you're not happy. All right. Undefeated team more likely to get got on the road, Vikings or Steelers?
Oh, wow.
Steelers at Indianapolis. I'm going to go most likely to get got on the road.
I know you want to see Vikings so bad.
But I also just think that Aaron Jones going back there and the Vikings coming in and they're just overlooked every single time.
Hey, we're waiting for the pumpkin.
Steelers defense against Anthony Richardson right now seems like good eats for them.
It's going to be a long day, I think.
All right, I'll just...
And Jordan Love might play, likely.
Plus, you know, it'll be better for me, for the Vikings, to be 4-0 since I'm calling them their game in London. And since I never really... The football gods usually kick me in the nards. So I'll go Vikings.
You called Belichick's last win as a Patriot.
I did that.
Come on, you're good.
All right.
I'll go
Vikings there.
Vikings, okay.
Sure.
More likely.
Because the Packers are a better team than the Colts, I think.
Yes.
All right.
For sure.
What else?
With Jordan Love back.
What do you got?
More likely winless team to get their first W on the road, Titans or Jaguars?
I'll go Titans, man. I'll go Titans. Snoop Huntley's going to get the start. For Miami, and then all of a sudden Tyreek's just going to be
he's playing a playoff
cheetah.
Game.
I understand, but it's his first start in a long time.
Yeah,
and that's Jeffrey Simmons, and that's L'Jarius Sneed. Dude, I would go Titans.
That was the hot.
The Jaguars. I'm just so flummoxed. I am so
good word for it.
Shocked that they were non-competitive like that in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And that Trevor was skipping throws and
airmailing.
And Houston, I mean, dude, and I know what I'm saying here. It's not like Miami had a bed of roses in Seattle, but Houston just got curb stomped, man. They're going to go home and they're going to just want to pounce.
Unless we overrated them a little bit.
I'll go Titans here. I'll go Titans. What else, Chris?
Let's talk running backs. Running back is back. Is that something I think it's likely, right? How about the back to top 150 total yards on Sunday?
Saquon
or Alvin Kamara?
Well, Kamara is dinged up in a way that Saquon is not. I'm going to go Saquon right now.
Okay.
I think Saquon is just...
Alvin's doing a little bit more receiving.
I think Saquon is... when you say Saquon is... Would you say he's front runner?
For what?
Offensive player of the year?
Oh, offensive
which
player
which always
of the year,
goes
I
to the
so.
Best offensive player that doesn't play quarterback?
Right. I think so, yeah.
Wouldn't you say that he's currently your three weeks front runner for offensive player?
Yeah, he is. He's leading the odds right now. Okay. Justin Jefferson second.
So I'll go Saquon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that one. How about breakout week 3 quarterback?
to do it again this week.
Bo Nix or who?
Oh, Andy Dalton or Jaden Daniels.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'll go Jaden Daniels, dude.
What? No love for the rifle? Come on.
I'm on board. I don't know if you've
Revenge game.
I don't know if you've been able to tell how many times have I brought him up on the show today.
Did you see what Jaden Daniels did to the Bengals last week?
I did. So to do it again.
Andy Dalton.
I hear you.
I think both could go off.
I'm going to go Jaden Daniels, man. Dude. I am
You're all in.
I'm buying. You're He's selling. I'm buying right now. Yeah. I am buying.
Rich was buying so much he benched him in our sleeper team.
Oh, I dude,
baby.
Now, didn't you think that? No, but in all seriousness, no. Didn't you think that Jared Goff?
I did
in
think
Arizona.
Goff
you agreed well. Yeah, with it. I told you. I texted you. This is what I'm planning on doing.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I thought, well, Goff has been a little underwhelming. Yeah,
coming off a game in which they rely on 7 field goals to win.
Yeah. Goff has been a little underwhelmed.
And then Jaden Daniels just and you texted me after what was it after the last throw to McLaurin or you did it in the fourth quarter?
It might have been or in the fourth.
We're not benching Jaden Daniels again.
Yes, I was like we have to play him now forever.
Yeah, and I'm like sold. I'm like uncle. Yeah. Like my bad.
Well, his connection with McLaurin, we didn't see it. We didn't see it for the first couple.
Right, and then he did it twice.
Yeah. Okay, we're back.
Okay.
What's more likely? Kyren Williams rushes for 100-plus yards and a touchdown, okay. Or Caleb Williams, 300-plus for the second straight game?
Let's see here.
Sneaky good game.
I know. The Rams defense needed to come up with a couple plays last week, and they did it. But I'm going to go. I'm just going to go Kyren Williams rushes for 100 yards and a touchdown again. I'll do that. Although I do think the Bears defense is going to have a good week. I think they like playing in Soldier Field.
Yeah.
I see them coming up with a...
you can kind of throw in the Rams,
I could see them come up with a couple of scores to help Caleb that he doesn't have to put it all on his arm. And Kyren Williams last week, dude. I hope he follows it up. As you know, I have him in fantasy of the
flip play.
In the league I really want to win.
It's pretty great.
In which Devin Singletary gave me 3 points last night.
I tried to warn you about it.
Did you really?
Well, I tried
well,
to let
not
you
loudly
know.
Enough. What else?
You don't listen to
what
me.
What were your other running back options?
I flexed him.
Oh.
I flexed him.
I would have
because the Cowboys
too,
yeah. couldn't stop a cold.
Cowboys run defense terrible,
and yet
not anymore.
And yet we
hey, how'd
run.
You like the Wolverine last night? Mozzie played his ass off
finally.
Last night. Yeah. Okay,
it took a while, but
well,
he did it.
He's gonna have to keep doing it.
Yes, he will.
What else?
He's a Michigan
player off
man.
To a hot start. More likely to have more yards right there at SoFi. Rashee Rice receiving, J.K. Dobbins rushing.
I'll go Rice receiving. Derwin James out. Offensive line banged up. For the Chargers, that equals Rice cooking, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's.
I think it could be a
that
long,
might be that might be an oversimplification, but that's why this segment's called "What's More Likely."
Yeah, long day for the Powder Blues.
What else, Chris?
All right, two more.
What else, Chris?
I like these last two. On paper, dud to end up a sneaky good game. Niners, Patriots, Browns, Raiders.
Browns, Raiders.
Ball. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Browns, Raiders.
These games could be terrible.
Well, if you consider 34-30 terrible, I think that's what we're looking at, Browns, Raiders.
Oh, really?
I just have a feeling that's just,
Browns, Raiders.
I don't know why.
I have a feeling that's just going
to
go
I
off
mean,
the
first
hook.
To 10 wins, I think, in that well, game.
I got a sneaky feeling that we might
know.
See some points.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I don't know what the desert's
Talk
saying.
Talk me into it.
You know? I like it.
I'm with you there,
and Browns,
Rich.
Raiders, right?
That, I think
that's
so.
Just as a, yeah.
It's going to take us back to the late 80s with Brian Sipe going up against
Brian Sipe.
Kenny Stabler.
Look at you.
You know.
Look at you.
Bernie next Kosar, thing, my man.
Next thing I know, you're going to drop a Ritigliano on me.
Sam Ritigliano?
That's the one.
See, I bet you know.
Who the lowest hell is total, Tim Horton?
Lowest total of the game, of the weekend, Browns Raiders.
Okay. What is it?
37 and a half, just throwing that out there.
One of those two teams, I'm just going to say it, is going to score 35 in that
wow.
game. Write it down.
He thinks one of the teams is going to go
write
over.
It down.
By themselves.
Why not? Let's no one's going to remember
Let's
I said
gamble,
this
TJ.
If they don't, Chris.
All right, last one. More likely to be the higher total. Josh Allen total touchdowns or Shohei Ohtani home runs over the weekend?
Great question. Great question. I don't know. I mean,
by the way, Ohtani needs 7 home runs for 60-60.
No, he won't get, and I believe I know he's going to Colorado as well.
He can hit 5 away game there. You never know.
And by the way, just seeing him celebrate his first division title last night, it's kind of crazy that we're going to finally get to see him in the playoffs. Yeah. It's great. His dog and his fiance and his dog. Or you get married? I don't know.
I think he's married.
Okay, his wife and his dog. Yeah. I mean, it's as wholesome as it gets. It's like the most adorable thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I will go Josh Allen touchdowns just because I know he's going to play every possible minute he can.
Oh, you think Ohtani might sit?
Why wouldn't they? What are they going to give him? 12 Rich, ABs?
He's the DH.
I know he's the
Who
DH.
Who cares? Just hits.
I don't know. They're still in the running for best overall record in the National League as well as the whole shooting match.
Yep.
So I'll go Josh Allen. Touchdowns. Right. Good one. I appreciate it. I like it when you cross sports streams. And that's what's more likely, everybody. That's what's more likely. TJ Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
Let's turn to you, sir.
Oh.
Now, I know you've got a top five, but before you give us your top five, let's get you two American dollars.
Oh, please.
Alan Dallas is calling into the program. Last we heard from Al, he said he had a Thomas Jefferson $2 bill that he would send to TJ Jefferson if the Cowboys beat his Giants, and they did so. You there, Al?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, the $2 bill will be the $2 bill will be in the proverbial mail.
Nice.
Next week.
Very good.
I want my $2.
Very good.
You know, look.
Whoa.
You Singletary. How good would have Saquon Barkley looked yesterday?
Team. I texted Chris last night during the game, and I said, "Is it fair to sit here and say the Giants win this game with Saquon?" And he wrote fair, which led me to believe it's unfair. But, you know, because you normally lean on the side of a warm take than not.
Yeah,
But and again, it's the low-hanging fruit. I mentioned it earlier, Al, is just that who on the Giants last night would not be on the roster because of the cap space that Saquon would eat up, right? And I will just proffer to say that even if that gentleman made a play or two last night, it still wouldn't have been as game-changing as Saquon could have been, as Philly fans know from weeks 1 and 3 this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was they couldn't run the ball. I was talking to Adam, and I almost called him Dave Brown again. Danny Jones, he
made some throws, Al. Come on.
He can't throw deep. Can't throw deep.
Yeah, the deep balls were off.
I'm saying it too. I mean, you know, we have a stud at wide receiver.
You do.
You know, the offense played well because they possessed the ball like it was the 1990 Giants, for God's sakes. So, I mean, it wasn't overall that bad, but, I mean, you got to score touchdowns. You just got to score touchdowns. And I don't want regime change. I just want a quarterback that – this is a throw the ball. This is a quarterback-driven league. And – he made some nice throws. They had some drops, you know, but you got to throw the ball deep. And when you have those opportunities, you got to take hold of them. Even the first pass he hit the neighbors, he kind of lofted it to him. You got to hit that kid in stride and go. And it just was very disappointing.
He also had a couple of darts dropped last night too, Al.
He did.
A little bit off. They're a little bit off. And those are the moments that coaches will see on tape and film and will say, we'll just got to keep playing and we'll get better and we'll see. Again, I just saw two teams last night that could have used that extra pop from the backfield, and neither of them had it. And the winner of the game came because one team put it in the end zone, the other one didn't. You know, and that's about it. Now, you know,
that's the story of the NFL. I mean, you know, you got to score. You got to score touchdowns. You can't get field goals. I mean, look at the two games that they've lost to Washington and Dallas, and you know, like, I know they scored then and they have a kicker, but the defense isn't playing terrible. It's bending. a lot.
No, these are winnable games, Al. And nothing's more American than a Thomas Jefferson $2 bill being sent by the United States Postal Service. So we look.
you will receive your $2 bill sometime next week.
How many $2? How many $2 do you have over there?
I told you, I collect these things.
Collect.
So do I. I got a ton of them.
They got a bunch
of
twos.
Not from where Brockman said it was from.
You know what I mean?
God, it looks like you've got $30 worth of $2 bills.
I'm balling.
I don't believe either of you. I know where you got those.
Thank you, Al.
Chris.
Appreciate it.
By the way, can I, Al, before you go, can I offer, he might be gone, can I offer some Saquon pushback real quick, Rich? In 10 career games against the Cowboys, Saquon's rushed for 581 yards and only 3 touchdowns. He's had 2 100-yard games. So I think to say that if he was there, it's a foregone conclusion because, you know, I'm not good at math, but 10 games, 581 yards.
How many times did Saquon play those games with Malik Nabers out what?
He didn't.
Okay.
But and, they were inside and, the 10 and didn't score a touchdown. One touchdown wins the game for the Giants last night.
I'm just giving you the stat statistically. What
I'm just saying, like, if you want to give your quarterback a chance, you got to get a better line, right? And the Giants were doing that, and they got him his wide out. And,
have an outside threat.
And it would have been nice to have Saquon last night. That's all I'm saying. And these are the – that's why I'm wondering if it's fair or not. It's easy to say that sort of stuff.
Well, life ain't fair, Rich.
That's true.
Let's take a break, and then we'll do his top five and go out of Dodge with pouring one out for the Oakland Coliseum. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about game time tickets, people. We've been talking about it actually for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about game time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Hey, everybody, you know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. Gentlemen, RES Consulting must unite. We have Jordan Love practice video.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, we all know the knee. It's been 3 weeks. Oh, he's running off the field at practice. He's
trotting.
Look at that.
The field.
I don't even know which leg it is. I don't. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even tell. Oh, and he's dapping up people. He's okay. Now he's side.
Oh, Rich, that looked a little. That looked
I didn't love
suspect.
That side.
Chris,
I
love that side.
No, no,
the lateral movement.
No, he's showing. Listen, do it one more time, please. Re-rack here.
You know,
here's the deal.
Him going
he's
north
going
to south.
North
fine,
south. He's
east
going
west,
north
no.
south. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. And it also just shows he's a leader. Whatever he's who you know, I don't know. He's dapping up. But there he's no. He's going side to side.
That was a little weird. That looked a little ginger, man.
No, he's just showing. He's showing he can do it.
Little ginger.
He forgot.
He's playing. You don't think he's playing?
No, I do think he's playing.
All right, that's a man who's playing.
Well, I picked up Romeo Doubs, so I'm hoping that he's playing.
I do think he's playing.
Romeo.
Me too.
I think they're going to win.
So RES Consulting
we're not,
is confirming his readiness to play.
We don't all agree on how well that's.
He's slowing down to talk to his teammate and be a leader. He's being a leader. He's keeping him loose. Tell me, honestly.
I don't think that's how Chris and I saw it.
Guys.
I think he forgot and felt that.
Is that right?
Oh, he felt a little, ooh.
Like, ooh, ooh should have done ooh, that.
My knee.
Can you tell which leg it is?
You can see.
Do you know which leg it is?
I'm going to say it's his left.
I know what leg it is.
His left.
Yeah, it's left.
It is his left. Yeah. So right there, it's a good jog. It's a nice gait. Now he's dapping up.
Oh,
right. No, it's not. He shouldn't have done it.
Gotta go get in the cold tub now.
No. And plus, we have no idea. There could have been music playing, and he could have like actually made that movement on the beat. To the beat.
Oh yeah, interesting.
Everybody, back off.
Back off.
He's playing.
But they were game time tickets.
We're so on it with the Rich Eisen Show in every possible way. Get game time tickets on a phone, mobile device. Start buying tickets to anything in your area: music, concerts, comedy, theater. The Game Time Picks is a curation special, baby. Makes it easier to save more on all of those events. Shows you only incredible deals on the great seats you want, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. They care about your time. They care about you knowing how much everything costs. The all-in pricing feature is my favorite feature because there's no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying any ticket you want with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
Boom! That's always funny, too.
The Oakland Coliseum closed down yesterday, everybody.
Yeah, brutal.
I've only covered games there for football. For the Raiders, and I'll never forget it, man. Being there for the first time and just looking around, and just knowing that, you know, the Reggie Jackson A's played here, the John Madden Raiders played there, and it's the last, I think, dual sport facility.
Oh yeah, yeah,
right.
Janikowski used to kick field goals off second base.
Oh, right, off the second base dirt. Right, yeah. And I do remember the last game that I covered there was, when Charles Woodson said farewell. And he was done. And they put him in on offense when they were in the red zone to give the fans in the black hole what they want as they're heading into the black hole. He didn't score. But I just remember having him on the NFL Network set. People were going nuts.
Yeah.
And every single time we would walk through the tunnel to go to our set, we would pass by these huge mounds of dirt that were there for the athletics, for the infield, for the warning track. Yep. And it was just an old school spot. But the one thing that I always noticed is just the diehard fans, man. Yep. And I know when you're talking about fans, everybody feels that they're the most diehard. But Oakland fans lost the Raiders. Now they have lost the Athletics. And everything you read about it is that the owner of the Athletics had, local governments, I'm sure, have some issues that owners would probably go crazy about. But they blew it. They blew it. And the owner of the A's saying we're moving to Sacramento and we're not gonna call ourselves the Sacramento Athletics. We're just gonna be the A's. We're gonna be the Athletics. And hey, everybody, we're gonna play in a minor league facility before we move to Las Vegas. And I don't even know if that's gonna happen or not.
Nobody knows.
Hey, everybody, come on out here and come up to Sacramento. It's going to be such a fan-friendly and family environment. You could watch all the stars of Major League Baseball come through and hit home runs. And it's just like, hey, pal, the home runs that the other stars that would come into your facility would be hit off your pitchers. Hello?
Brain dead.
You know, and the fans are crying. Kids are crying. It's just like...
Yeah, it sucks.
There is crying in baseball. It totally sucks. And there had to have been some sort of an answer. Anybody out there, my friend, everyone should seek it out. My colleague, the first guy I ever did SportsCenter with, Larry Beal. He had a very impassioned essay to wrap up his sportscast recently, calling out the owner of the A's as just a guy who totally blew it up, ripped this team out, and I'm so saddened by it. I truly am, and my apologies to everybody out there in Oakland that they have to deal with this. At least they still have the Warriors, I guess, across the bay, but the Warriors left, the Raiders Warriors have left, now the Athletics have left. A great sports town. Oakland, California.
Yeah.
Man, the Jeter flip play in that building, he was so out. I can never forget how out they were. And just one last quick story. So I know. And my one last quick story. I'll tell this story. My favorite story being in the black hole. I've told it before. Deion Sanders was part of the NFL Network crew for many, 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 many years. And they set us up in the black hole. Okay. And some guy was getting on Deion's case from the black hole, screaming at him the entire pregame show. The entire pregame show. And then we come out for halftime. This guy is screaming at Deion. And Deion is sitting there on the set just doodling on a piece of paper. And I'm like thinking to myself, what's he doodling? We're about to go on live. He's doodling. And so he finishes a doodle, close up the piece of paper, hands it to Bardia Shorais, who is as big time an executive there is now. Hey, Bardia, that at Fox Sports. And handed it to Bardia and pointed out to the guy who was screaming at him the entire time. The entire time. Now this guy can't believe that there's an actual missive handwritten by Deion Sanders being handed to him. Now he's all excited. Literally had spent 4 hours screaming at Deion Sanders. And now he's excited to get this piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Opens it up, looks at Deion, and screams even worse words in his direction. I said to Deion, I'm like, what did you write him? He said, I wrote him, yo mama.
Two words. They say so much.
Yo mama. The black hole. And I did actually cover my first football game, I should say, in that building, too. And then we'll get to your top five.
No worries.
My first football game was on I was working for Redding, California, KRCR, the Spirit of the North State. Covered a Cowboys-Raiders game there. And I interviewed people in the black hole for my local TV network and television station. And I'll never forget, there was a guy who had a bleeding mask on, Raiders, skeleton bleeding mask. And I said, and interviewed the guy, and I'm like, what do you do for a living? He goes, I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Great.
Okay. That's it.
Rich, one more thing I remember, Charles Woodson's last game. It's one of those things you can't remember the exact words, but you remember what you felt. Yeah. They recorded and showed him giving his pregame speech to the team before. Oh, sure. And I can, like I said, I don't remember what he said that day, but I remember watching it. I was ready to get up and just run through walls. And like, the fans it was so wanted, powerful.
And the fans were so psyched, and they loved him, and they loved their Raiders, and that building has got so many memories. Yeah. Mount Davis and all. Can you do your top five in like 3 minutes?
Yeah,
or no?
We'll knock it out with the quickness.
Here, go ahead. TJ Jefferson's grab bag to finish this up. What do you got over
Jay
there,
Philly,
TJ?
You know the deal. Kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room?
Listen, that would be you.
This week was September 25th on Wednesday. It was National One Hit Wonder Day. You know, we have these different days. You know, they're talking about songs like Gangnam Style and Don't Worry, Be Happy. And, you know, One Hit Wonders. And that got me thinking about sports, as always. Who are the best sports one-hit wonders? So I dug deep into the big-ass grab bag to give you five of mine. And here we go. Coming at number five. This guy was a definition of here for a good time, not a long time. Timmy Smith, Washington Redskins, running back, Super Bowl. His career only lasted 3 seasons. But what he did in that Super Bowl, 204 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns for that Washington football team, kind of made him a legend. He only played one more season with the Cowboys, and that was it. Like I said, here for a good time, not a long time, Timmy Smith. Number five, one-hit wonder. Coming in at number four, I was too young when this guy really played. I started to learn about him in college. I wrote a paper on him. Mark the Bird Fidrich, pitcher for the Detroit Tigers.
He was awesome, man.
1976 was his year. He was, first of all, 6'4", curly blonde hair. He looked like Big Bird, and that was where the name came from. But his rookie season, he was, started the All-Star game. He finished second in the Cy Young, 19 wins. There was a band called the Trashmen, and they had a song called The Bird, which, speaking of a one-hit wonder, I guess it took over Detroit that summer. He played a few more years. He just never had the type of success. And that pitcher there, he was kind of eccentric. You know, he would talk to himself on the mound. He would talk to the baseball. He would run and jump over the third and first base chalk lines. He would get on all fours, as you can say, yeah, and kind of massage the mound, getting all the, you know, the holes out of it. He was an eccentric guy, and he had a moment. And,
yep,
you know,
he got three more.
A real one-hit wonder. Number three, Linsanity, Jeremy Lin.
I was wondering if where he would be.
That Knicks run, that two-week run where Jeremy Lin took over the sporting world. 25 points, 9 assists, 4 boards. Linsanity, you'll always remember it. And let's just be honest, why it was so amazing. You don't really see many Asian ballers get off like Jeremy Lin did. So he opened up the game, I think, to a whole bunch of kids that look like him. And that's amazing. What a job, Jeremy Lin, that Linsanity run. I know Ben Lyons is going to hear this and probably start weeping right now. But
you got two more. I'm sorry, less than 40 seconds. What do you got?
I was in the building for this one. It was a catch on someone's helmet. That's David Tyree in the Super Bowl.
All right, move on.
Look, last catch he ever made in his life. He had the game of his life. 3 catches, 40 yards, and a touchdown. He stopped an undefeated season. That's a one-hit wonder. Like I said, the last ball he ever caught. And coming in at number one, the biggest upset, in my opinion, in all of boxing history, the Tokyo Dome in Japan. January 1990. My grandfather, in the fourth round of this fight, looked at me and said, "Boy, Mike Tyson's going to lose this fight." I said, "Grandpa, you're out of your mind." Guess what? 6 rounds later, James Buster Douglas did the impossible. He knocked out Mike Tyson. He won the fight. He became the heavyweight champion, and he lost the title on his next fight. That's the definition of one-hit wonder.
Well done, sir. And that'll take us out to the weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal. You can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.